what does Jesus mean by the word perfect when he talks about it? This is Father Scott Seetoller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities, duties, jobs, tasks, please remember to laugh often. Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Laughter helps us get through some very difficult times. I believe our world would be uninhabitable if we couldn't laugh. There are medical studies that show the value of laughter. I talk often on the healing power of humor. Listen, please today, take time to laugh. Share a laugh with somebody. Cheer somebody else up with laughter. It doesn't have to be crude. It doesn't have to be making you the life of the party. Just laugh at yourself. I mean, there's plenty of stuff that happens every day that you should be able to laugh about. All right, well, today's scripture passage comes from Matthew's Gospel. Comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Jesus says, "You must therefore be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Everybody has a right to say right now, who's listening to this program, you can say, "Hey, wait a minute. I was not created perfect. This world is not perfect. My family is not perfect. My church is not perfect. What are you talking about? Why is Jesus placing unreal expectations on us?" Well, you see, the English translation has the word perfect. And we're going to react, just like I said, lots of people will react, because perfect, for most people, has a different meaning than the point Jesus is trying to make in the, you know, in the Hebrew, in the language of his time. So let me see if I can unpack this teaching for you. Okay? I'll do my best. In this sense, yes, God's perfect. We can't be perfect like God. We'll never be perfect like God, because we're not gods. But what Jesus is suggesting in making the comparison between us and God is that as God is integrated, as he has integrated his life, as God is whole, we should try to be that. We should try to be the best possible person we can be given our human limitations. We should have an integrity about us. We should be wholehearted. See how the other gospel words are now surfacing under the umbrella of being perfect? We are supposed to live our life to the fullest. Okay? What else do I think is being said here? What is the obligation here to be perfect? Well, not in the sense that most people have when they're talking about being a perfectionist. No, it is, again, if you understand the teachings of Jesus, you take the big picture, if you look consistently at his teachings and comparing them, he's talking about us fulfilling our destiny. When we were born, God wrote on our heart our destiny to know, love, and serve God in this world and be totally happy with him forever in the next. That is our destiny. A person who is trying to be perfect in the way that God is perfect, the Heavenly Father is perfect, is because God the Father fulfilled his destiny, if you can speak in those human terms. As Father, he created the world. As Son, he invited the Son, asked the Son to come into our world and to save us from our sins. Okay? To help the world not self-destruct. The Father, and you can say this about Jesus Christ, the living Son of the Father. You can say this about the Holy Spirit, which is the breath of love between the two of them, and yet distinct. Each members of the Trinity fulfilled their destiny. And we can do that too, by the grace of God. What is our destiny? I repeat, to serve God in this world, to serve God joyfully, to serve God with hope and trust in a very broken, wounded world that is becoming more and more despairing. We fulfill our destiny by serving God in peace and joy and justice and compassion. And to do that wholeheartedly, no matter how much opposition, how many setbacks we have. To keep our eyes fixed on heaven. Earth is not our home. Earth is our gymnasium. Heaven is our home. Never to be sidetracked. Never to settle down and get comfortable. Never to lose our hunger, our desire for heaven. I think perfect in this sentence means we remain single-hearted. We put a no vacancy sign on the door of our heart. We do not let anything that's alien to Jesus or his teaching try to slip into our heart, to set up camp in our heart. We will not have a divided heart, because a divided heart, like a divided kingdom, will crumble, fall. We remain single-hearted. I think the word perfect in this sentence means that we stay focused. We stay focused. We don't get distracted. There's so many things that distract in our world today, especially through the media. So many people live lives of distraction. In fact, they want to be distracted. They want to be distracted from all the pain and all the suffering and all the violence, all the despair. They want to be entertained. They say, well, I don't go to church because I get nothing out of that. What did you put into it? St. Augustine says, if you're a good listener, there's no such thing as a bad sermon. So you stay focused. You know, you keep your eyes fixed on the finish line. And you're going to finish the race. Whatever it costs. You've committed yourself to finishing the race. As Paul says in Romans 8, who or what can separate us from the love of God? Trial, distress, persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, or the sword. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors in him who has loved us. For I am certain that neither life nor death, neither angels, principalities, or powers, neither the present or future, height or depth, or any other creature can separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we fight the good fight. We run the race. That's one of those images that Paul uses a great deal in his letters, especially in Corinthians. That we run the race. That we have our eyes fixed on the finish line. That we don't let distractions or disappointments or setbacks or hostility stop us. And the more that we're able to do all these things, the more than we are becoming perfect, like our Heavenly Father is perfect. He is perfect because, well, name them. He is one. His destiny is being fulfilled. Absolutely, there's no division between the Trinity. The focus is God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to save us from our sin. God has one thing, Paul says to Timothy, one thing for us, that we all come to knowledge of the truth and be saved. And God has the destiny, he has the whole world in his hands. When the ultimate victory occurs here on earth, when Jesus comes in his glory, when there is no more tears, they're all wiped away, when there is universal peace and joy, then we can say, I have become the breath of God. I have become the people of God. I've become a beloved son. I've become a beloved daughter of the Father. And like Jesus, we will hear the words, how well pleased God is in us. Boy, I tell you what, don't let this scripture passage throw you, okay? Because we use this word perfect, and perfect in the English language is not exactly what the scripture language is all about. It's an integrity, it's a wholeness, something that is possible. Otherwise, what's Jesus doing here? He's setting us up for failure. You must therefore be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Our food for thought today comes from the wonderful, inspirational woman, Helen Keller. She writes, "Although the world is full of suffering, it is full also of overcoming it," overcoming the suffering. Do you believe that? If you don't believe that, you're going to live a quiet life of desperation. You're going to despair. Yeah, there's a lot of suffering in our world. But it can be overcome by sacrificial, generous people who lay down their lives for their friends. Well, who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for Catholic Charities, if you would do that, please. This is the outreach program that tries to help so many people. So many people. They do that, and you don't have to be Catholic to receive help from Catholic Charities. They do that because they're fulfilling the mission God gave us. Take the good news to all the world, and you give them something to eat, Jesus told them before he worked a miracle with the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Okay, today's small attempt to make you smile. Teacher-student exchange. Teacher, what important event happened in 1809? Student, Abraham Lincoln was born. Teacher said, correct. Now, what important event happened in 1813? Student, Abraham Lincoln had his 4th birthday. Well, contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You can let me know you listen to the program. It really is a boost for me to know that people are actually listening to the program. As I said, all by myself in this recording studio, recording today's program, thinking, boy, I hope people are listening to this. You know, I put a lot of effort in my radio programs, both in preparation and in the production. I try to really speak to you with enthusiasm and love and courage. Secondly, you can contact me because you have prayer intentions. You need a prayer partner right now. You need somebody to storm heaven with you and for you. I'll do that. Thirdly, you can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It's the only place I put my preaching schedule. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. And of course, as I always say, please, if you can, stretch your budget a little bit and send me a donation from my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can make the check to TASH, the Anacetar Hospital, that's what it stands for, TASH, Inc., and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And I always invite you to visit my website if you do the internet. Visit my website at fatherscott.com, spell out Father. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee, God of glory.